From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev Tuesday and called the nation a valued friend and strategic partner in Central Asia. Trump also pointed to the country's nuclear disarmament and energy investments. Trump also touted the country's bilateral relationships with the economy.
We have a tremendous relationship in terms of economics. A lot of goods are being purchased from our country, meaning jobs, General Electric, Boeing, tremendous amounts of money. Kazakhstan is doing very well.
Trump added that Kazakhstan is a key partner in efforts to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson welcomed delegates to a meeting Tuesday in Vancouver that focused on pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program.
The United States extends its appreciation to all nations here for their efforts to date in the pressure campaign.
North Korea has defied UN calls for it to refrain from nuclear and ballistic missile tests. Tuesday's meeting was called following a November test of an intercontinental ballistic missile that spiked tensions and sparked a war of words between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
No puedo dejar de manifestar.
Pope Francis expressed his pain and shame over Chile's sexual abuse scandal on Tuesday. In his first comments in the country on a crisis that has scarred the Roman Catholic Church's credibility, he asked for forgiveness and promised to make every effort to support the victims and ensure that such things did not happen again. Francis was making his first official address of the trip in the presence of President Michelle Bachelet, other Chilean officials, and foreign diplomats. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan is affirming his threats to launch a military operation against a U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish militia in neighboring Syria. Dorian Jones has that story.
President Erdogan, on Tuesday, stepped up his threats to launch a cross-border operation against a Syrian Kurdish militia known as the YPG, which Washington backs in the war against the Islamic State militants. Ankara sees the YPG as a terrorist organization linked to an ongoing Kurdish insurgency in Turkey. Erdogan used his weekly parliamentary address to his ruling AK Party supporters to say the operation could be imminent. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Martin Seacrest reports that President Donald Trump's former chief strategist Steve Bannon arrived for a closed-door meeting on Tuesday with a U.S. House of Representatives committee that is probing whether Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election.
Bannon is the latest high-profile figure to testify before the House committee as part of its ongoing investigation into allegations that Russia interfered in the U.S. 2016 election. The interview with the House Intelligence Committee comes after Bannon's public falling out with the president over comments Bannon made to author Michael Wolff for Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. But Trump accused Bannon of having lost his mind when news of his comments to Wolff surfaced earlier this month. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
A new Freedom House report states democracy is in decline and under assault from nearly every corner in the world. Arch Puddington is a Freedom House scholar.
For the 12th consecutive year, freedom was on the decline across the globe. And by that we mean that there are more countries, in this case, in the case of 2017, many more countries that showed declines in freedom than showed improvements.
That includes the United States, where an ongoing probe into Russia meddling in the 2016 election has weakened the country's status as a model for democracy. Russia's disinformation campaigns throughout European elections were also cited as a factor in undermining democratic norms worldwide. In countries like China, experts see a pattern of intensifying repression and censorship under the country's leader, Xi Jinping. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled Tuesday to the epicenter of France's migrant crisis, the northern port of Calais, to lay out a new approach to immigration, help those who want to stay, expulsion for those using France as a transit point, and sanctions for any poor behavior by security forces. From Studio 24 in the Washington Newsroom, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.